Hello there, this is Mark, your fat friend from the Fat and Black Connection, and I'm here to tell you about Anchor. If you haven't heard about it, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many other services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Do me a favor and go download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started on your very own. Good day, everyone. I am Mark, your fat friend.
And I'm James, your black friend.
And this is the Fat and Black Connection.
Yes, sir. Where we talk about anything and everything. Well, as long as it's interesting to us, of course.
Yeah, because why would we talk about something that doesn't interest us?
Absolutely.
So, you know, normally on this show, we talk about a lot of different things and the topics move very quick. So you got to keep up, pay attention, stay dialed in. We don't believe in spoilers, meaning we don't care if we spoil something. So
we'll give you ample warning if we are going to ruin something. But just remember, your comments and questions and all that kind of good stuff is welcome and needed. That helps this show move along. So
yeah,
make sure
this is a live broadcast after all. So
of course. We are
100% do want that engagement.
Yes, sir. So we do have the comment box out open. So keep them coming. Let's see what you got. So
James.
Yes, sir.
Another week. How you doing?
Man, I am tired today. I didn't sleep well last night, so I'm a little.
Yeah, and we're going an hour earlier than usual, so.
Yeah, so I was just like, but you know what? Since I didn't sleep very well, I was able to get up a little bit earlier. I went and made some breakfast, and, I'm all fed, and I'm good to go.
What does a bachelor like yourself have for breakfast?
Today was just some scrambled eggs and a nice tall glass of OJ.
Wow. So literally just some eggs and some OJ.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And how long do you foresee that meal helping you to power through the day?
It's not going to last much longer. I mean, it's going to last me a couple hours and then, you know, either that or I have some oatmeal or something. I got some, you know, I got other stuff.
Fair enough. So right out of the box, one of the things I wanted to call out is that posted onto our page earlier this week or last week was, I believe it was you, I hope, that posted it, was the demo Starlight by Michael Jackson, which was the original version of Thriller.
Well, that was also supposed to be the original name. That was also supposed to be the title track. So the Thriller album was actually supposed to be called Starlight. Mm-hmm. Like, that was the original name. And so, like, I had never heard that story. I've heard a lot of different stories about, I've heard demos and stuff like that of some of his songs being worked. But that's one that I never heard. And so when that popped up, I saw it and I was like, what the hell? And I read the story about it and I was like, oh no, thank God they went. And then listened to the song, I was like, thank God they went with Thriller.
Yeah, I had never heard it before. And so I sat there and I was listening to it and I was like, okay, I actually like that it's a little bit more, got a little bit more beat to it, you know, a little bit more up-tempo, a little bit more pop. So I, at the beginning I was kind of feeling it, you know, and
that goes away real quick. Goes away real quick.
Well, yeah, the chorus. We need some starlight sun. There ain't no second chance. We got to make it while we can. You'll need the starlight
some starlight sun. I need you by my side. You give me starlight, starlight, starlight. Yeah.
It was not so much. I listened to the whole thing, but I was just like, nah, nah.
Yeah. Thank God they made the change to Thriller and gave it more of that creepy vibe.
And the thing was, is that apparently, see, the thing is, what most people don't know either is that there was another, you know, they call it a wrap on the Thriller special edition that I have. They actually have with Rod Templeton, who was a producer and did some writing with Michael and stuff like that. That portion where Vincent Price comes in, there was actually a third verse to that they actually have on that album, which was actually pretty good. But I guess just for time restraints and everything, they ended up cutting it. But that was pretty dope. So yeah, I'm really glad they went with Thriller instead of Starlight, because.
And no, this was not pre Quincy Jones. Quincy Jones was
already with him.
Yeah, Quincy wrote Starlight. He actually, you know, was the original orchestrator on the song.
He'd been working with Quincy Jones had been working with Michael since I think Off the Wall, I believe he was working with him on that.
Yeah, I found a interesting quote online. Rod Templeton came up in his hotel room, came up with the name Thriller after Quincy Jones requested him to do it. So Rod went on to say, Quincy said to me, you managed to come up with a title for the last album. See what you can do for this album. I said, oh, great. So I went back to the hotel, wrote 200 or 300 titles, and came up with the title Midnight Man. The next morning, I woke up and I just said the word Thriller. Something in my head just said, this is the title. You could visualize it on the top of the Billboard charts. You could see the merchandising for this one word, how it jumped off the page as Thriller, not Starlight.
No. Thriller was probably one of his best albums.
Oh yeah, and that track alone, I mean, one of the greatest songs of all time.
That song used to scare the hell, or not the song, but the music video used to scare the hell out of me.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I did not like, especially at the end with the laughter and the glowing eye.
No. Ah!
Yeah, that was not the business. Was not the business.
So speaking of not the business, let's dive on into the Olympics.
Yes,
sir. This is a little bit of old news. We didn't get to it last week, but let's go right into it and talk about Simone Biles for a moment.
Well, she dropped out, came back, she actually
single-handedly cost the U.S. team from potentially winning the gold.
The thing is that there was I watched an interview with her from her the other day, and she was saying that vault that she did. Basically, she couldn't like the reason that she kind of stopped at that point was because she was saying that when she was up in the air, she didn't do the vault she was supposed to do because her body basically kind of didn't shut down, but something was out of alignment between brain and body and all that kind of stuff. And so that really messed her up. Plus there was concern about possible injury. So that's why she dropped.
Mm-hmm.
But then she decided, so she didn't do the vault finals or the floor. Oh, actually, no, she didn't do the all around. She didn't do the all around. She didn't do the floor.
She only competed the qualifiers. She only competed in one event.
Yeah. So she did. So all she did, she came back I think that was was it last Monday or something like that, and did the beam, which he actually got a bronze medal in. And actually, she was actually she said that the bronze medal was she didn't even expect to get actually. So I was like, oh wow, when you know, like when you're one of the greatest, you know, when you're one of the greatest gymnasts and you didn't even expect to medal in an event, you know, that says quite a bit. But she wanted to make sure that she at least came back and did that one event. So, so yeah, but, overall, I think it was, you know, for what it was, this was a pretty successful Olympic Games. I mean, yes, it was a year late, understandably. But then, like, you know, we talked about on this show, Japan had got hit with that surge of COVID right before. So they weren't even sure if this was going to happen. So the fact that it actually went on, crazy.
Well, and, you know, as called out in the comments, you know, what about the 430 COVID cases? Well, not good, obviously, but... by comparison of the number of participants from the countries, their handlers, judges, thing, you know, the tens of thousands of people involved in the Olympics, for there to only be 430 cases. Again, not good.
Not good. But
definitely not anywhere near as bad as it potentially could have been.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And just to, I mean, if you just look at the number of, this, they said, like, this was the first time that a lot of countries who had never won even a medal were leaving with medals this time. Some gold for the first time ever. The Philippines actually was their very first gold medal, like, ever. And I think it's their first medal ever. In women's weightlifting, you had, of course, like the U.S. at the very end edged out China for overall golds.
That's right. We reasserted our dominance over the world with 39 gold, 41 silver, and 33 bronze for a total of 113 medals. Thank you very much.
Yes, followed by
25 China. More than the next closest
China. Yeah, was it 113 that we ended up with?
113.
Yeah,
versus 80, China's 88.
88. So, like, the whole thing they've been holding on to. I was like, we've been in the lead for like the entire games, but at the end, it was funny because like they always had China up top, and I was like, bruh, but they're not winning in the overall medal count.
Gold would matter, man. Weighted. It's weighted, bro.
And so the U.S. was just like, it was like right there. They were right behind them. And then all of a sudden, like that last day, you know, you had the women's 4x4 relay with Felix becoming the winning the most medals, man or woman in track and field, beating Carl Lewis's 10. So she ended up, she's basically ending her career now with 11 medals. And actually, most of those are golds. We had, I mean, just even though Michael Phelps isn't around anymore, he retired from swimming. But man, the United States was flexing those swimming chops, bro. Because we had Ledecky, Dreschel. I can't even remember the girl's name. She's a 17-year-old and like from Alaska, the first time, like she's the first athlete, swimmer from Alaska, to win. We had, some new events that came out these Olympics, which was actually pretty cool. So surfing, which I still don't quite understand the whole scoring of surfing, but, United States, a woman from Hawaii, she won the first gold medal in that. We had in BMX, BMX, we had I think she ended up winning silver medal. And skateboarding, that I don't really remember skateboarding too much. It was just kind of cool seeing some of these events that we had never seen before. But then
3x3 basketball?
3x3 basketball was actually kind of money. That was kind of money. I'm not gonna lie. I really enjoyed that. What was it? The first time our women's basketball team won that. Our women's basketball team won gold.
How about the men's dream team?
Oh man, yeah, they barely pulled that. I mean, like they started like falling towards the end, but like, you know, I think that first loss that they had woke them up. So in pool play.
I was gonna say they did not look good going
into they did not look good. But you know, you got to look at their coaches too. Popovich and Kerr, bro, they're gonna make you work. So they ended up pulling that out. 66 medals. So the females came through huge in these Olympics. What was it? I don't know if you saw this during, I think it was karate. They, in the gold medal match, they said that a kick was too hard. I was like, yeah, so I guess it was the United States versus, I don't remember the country right now. Forgive me for that. But I was watching like the gold medal moments on Olympic gold that they had, the show that they had on Peacock and NBC. And the clip was, he throws his kick, hits him, dude falls down, but then they come back and they say, kick was too hard. And I was like, wait, what? How is that even a thing? Like, they're wearing pads and stuff. How is the kick too hard? So he ended up being disqualified for that, which I was like, it's like karate. Like, isn't that the point? Like,
evidently, you know, it's not the same as, you know, when we think about like MMA, where the goal is to just pummel your opponent into submission or knocking him out.
Right. So this was just like, you know, I understand it's competition, all that kind of stuff. But like I said, they were fully padded up and everything else. And so I don't understand why they, you know, you just get disqualified for a kick. But he ended up getting silver. So, I mean, it's not all bad, but, you know, I'm sure he was kind of disappointed that he should have won gold. But you know, water polo stayed dominant, basketball stayed dominant. So that was like the seventh for women's basketball. I think it was the fifth for men's basketball. I mean, since fifth straight for men's basketball. Let's see, what else did we stay down? Swimming, pretty much stayed fairly dominant. We had some fall offs, but you know, whatever, it happens. Katie Ledecky, first time there's been a women's 1500, which I was like, what? But yeah, this is the first time there's been a women 1500, and she did a show. She pulled a show out on that one too. So
speaking of staying dominant, NBC reporting the lowest viewership of Olympics, Summer Olympics in history. So staying dominant.
Well, you know, I think it was just, I don't know. Some people were basically just like, they just weren't as, I guess, because maybe fans and stuff made it. They might have been less excited. I don't know what's going on.
I mean, part of it's timing.
Oh yeah, and the first ever women's gold in volleyball too. I forgot about that. Thank you, Stephen, for that one. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, part of it's timing, right? Because when these events are happening, we're all pretty much sleeping. So if you really wanted to see a good match or game or event, you know, it was going on at 2 a.m, 3 a.m.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not that we're not interested. It's just that's
so, it's so like the time doesn't work out whatsoever.
And honestly, the broadcasts that they were doing, you know, next day with showing what happened the night before or whatever was so bad. The coverage was so bad. I stopped. I decided, okay, you know what? I'm going to do the replays through the Peacock app or whatever, because it was unbearable otherwise. And I'll be honest, it was nice, especially watching some of the soccer games, you know, to be able to go watch it on Peacock and watch it the whole way through, you know, fast forward through intermission or halftime. You know, yeah, I think Peacock is the way to enjoy the Olympics in the future.
I enjoyed the shows that they had on there, you know, because they basically broke it down to, so you could watch all of, you know, it wasn't like you could watch all of Team USA, but you could watch just like a channel that was all Team USA, and they would show kind of like a highlight reel basically of games and stuff like that. I enjoyed some of the shows. They had the commentators from American Ninja Warrior. They had like a morning show that they did from out there, which was a lot of fun. Kerry Champion, I can't remember the other dude's name. They did the nighttime thing. And then they, like I said, Olympic Gold was a fun, quick show that basically captured all the gold medals. Whoever won it in that case. So it was just like, so it was nice to see those kind of things. You know, what's crazy too is seeing some of these clips and, man, I've always wondered if it happened in pole vault, and this is the first time I ever saw it happen in pole vault, but a pole snapping like on the way, I was just like, bro, like I don't know how many times that happens, but I was just like, bro, I've never seen it before in a competition. And that was almost hard to watch. Cause I mean, like the woman it happened to, it was upsetting. And it was like, man, you feel for him. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it happens. And unfortunately it's just luck of the draw, or the opposite, I suppose. But speaking of luck of the draw, so 2024 Olympics are going to Paris.
Yep.
I have absolutely no interest. However, 2028, coming back home.
LA. LA. That'll be very interesting. Because I remember when they were bidding for that, and I was like, bro. Because they kept getting out. They, like, every time they bid for, like, they were bidding for the Olympics since, like, I think, what, like 2000?
I mean, we had them in Atlanta in 96, so.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, they had been, like, I know, but LA specifically had been bidding for an Olympics since, like, 2000. And, like, they finally got it. They finally got the nod. So, we'll see what happens. Definitely, there's going to have to be some, there's going to have to be some transportation taken care of.
I've actually already signed up to be on the list for tickets for 2028 and to get ahead of the curve on that, because I'd like to go. I think definitely
that would be something. That's something I wanted to go when they were in Atlanta. I had some friends that ended up going to some stuff in Atlanta, which was pretty cool. But yeah, no, I definitely would love to go to see some Olympic Games.
Absolutely.
I mean, even if it's just like, I mean, even pretty much, even if it's just an opening ceremonies, opening and closing ceremonies, like, I mean, yeah, I would love to see some, I'd love to see some basketball, maybe some track and field, stuff like that. But at least to be able to see an opening and closing ceremonies, that would be legit for me. I'd be like, cool. I'd be real cool.
Well, get your butt signed up and get the tickets when they come out, man.
Yeah, send me that link, bro.
Oh, come on. You don't know how to do no research for your dang self?
Nah, I got you.
You lazy. You lazy.
So I got you. Hey, can we talk about preseason football right now?
I guess you brought it up, so.
That is in effect right now. I know. Actually, you know, it was the first time I actually watched the Hall of Fame game, which was what, last Thursday? Yeah, last Thursday. The Steelers and Cowboys. I had never seen that. I'd never seen the pregame for that, where they're, you know, introducing the new people that are going to be in the Hall of Fame. And this year they did two, the class of 2020 and 21 as well. So it was really cool seeing that. Just seeing some of these guys that have, you know, they've put in time and did dues and, you know, and I guess you have to wait, what, 7 years after you retire to even be eligible. So, you know, like Peyton Manning was inducted for 21. Megatron was inducted. So yeah, so I mean it was actually really cool to see that part of it and to, you know, it was almost Pro Bowl like with the like some of the players from the teams that were actually out there being interviewed. You know, they ended up talking to Prescott. He's actually out in California right now. He had to get that I guess he had surgery he was kind of coming back from and everything else. But yeah, he's been getting ready for the season, everything else. So but yeah,
So,
no.
and let's call out the Hall of Fame game, you know, Cowboys Steelers.
Yeah,
Steelers
Steelers,
dominate
yeah.
16-3.
But you know what? I'm not gonna lie. I was really, really upset by the kicking game. I was like, bro, how are you shagging extra points? It's unacceptable. Unacceptable. Now, also, mind you, I know I'm not a kicker. I don't know what that comes with. So, you know, all power to them. But that's your job.
Well, just to say really quickly, I want to call out the Sports Illustrated preseason power rankings. So going, this was before camps really got into full gear. They had ranked number one, Tampa Bay Buccaneers,
Whatever.
Super Bowl champions.
Yeah.
Number two, Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
Number three, my team, Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
Number four, Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Buffalo's coming up.
Number five, Los Angeles Rams.
Really?
Six, New England Patriots. Seven, Cleveland Browns. And I'm going to round out with eight, Green Bay Packers.
Now, is Aaron Rodgers still there? Or
He
like
is.
I'm okay. So he's
He
still
showed
there.
up. He showed up for camp. And
All right. So
yeah.
we'll see.
So we've got some games going on Thursday night. Kind of interesting. We've got two games on Thursday night. The Washington team,
Washington football team.
who still
They
doesn't have
haven't.
a.
They said they'll. They should have a team. They should have a team name by for next season.
Yeah. So the Washington football team and the Patriots.
Okay.
And then the Steelers are playing again against the Eagles.
Yeah. So like the Steelers and the Cowboys both get four preseason games. Everybody else is getting three.
Yeah,
Hey,
so
did you see where Jacksonville fell on that list?
who cares? Let's
I
see.
do because I'm a Jacksonville fan.
Well, I'll tell you this, since you're in Vegas, the Vegas Raiders are in at 14. The Niners are in at 15. Who did you want to know about?
Jacksonville. I know they're probably down near the bottom because they had a real crappy season last year.
31 out of 32, Jacksonville.
Hey, we ain't last.
No, that distinction is given to the
Jets.
Houston Texans.
Oh, the Texans. Really?
This franchise, this is what it says. Deshaun Watson's future is at best up in the air. This franchise is a train wreck and could end up 0-16. So, yes. What they say about your team in number 31 of 32, urban renewal is underway and adding a generational talent at the most essential position in all sports is a huge deal. Trevor Lawrence is the real deal. The roster is, without question, improved, but this team is 3 years away from the playoffs.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. Hey, every year is a rebuilding year for Jacksonville.
Yeah. So, needless to say, I am super excited to see my Ravens ranked that high. And I know we'll be in the playoffs. We will be in. I'm guaranteeing that right now that we will be in the playoffs. I would even guarantee that we get into the playoffs without having to be a wild card.
Okay.
I'm not saying we get the bye, but I am saying we win the division.
Okay. Well, actually, that brings me to another question that I wanted to ask you live on the air.
I've had no time to prep, so.
Yeah, this popped into my head the other day. Now, you can still think about it. And this would also involve some of the guys that, you know, watch us regularly. But I was thinking, since we still a couple weeks away from the actual season, if we did a Fat and Black Connection fantasy,
Fantasy Football League. Can we please not say a Fat and Black fantasy? Because that just does not.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't mean. Sorry about that. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Fantasy Football League.
Thank you. I was concerned there for a moment. Absolutely. Police away. Yeah. I am all for fantasy football. I enjoy it. You know, it makes the games that much more engaging. So, yeah, I am absolutely down for a Fat and Black Fantasy Football League. Not a Fat and Black Fantasy, because I don't know what that means or where that might go.
Where that goes, yeah, I don't know. Nah, I'm cool. But, Steven,
I am sure if we did some research on the interwebs, we could find a video called Fat and Black Fantasy.
We don't need to go there.
But I don't need to find that.
No. So that's all. Steven, you know, I don't know, Brian, if you're in, but I know you guys are with us all the time. So if we could, you know, maybe if we can get a couple people on, we just do our drafts live.
Yes, we could absolutely do that. It doesn't have to actually be for an episode. We could just do it live for kicks and giggles. I am sure we have some fans out there that, you know, we could probably get angry involved, who's commented on the show before. I think it's a great idea. I am absolutely interested. Okay. I'm guessing that means I have to do the work to put it together, because, you know, you, as you said just a moment ago, you have me to do all of that, I guess.
I mean, I can get it set. I mean, is there preferred? I was just going to go through Yahoo, set it up through Yahoo.
I'll set it up. I'll set it up. Right. But yeah, no, I think that sounds like a lot of fun. Hopefully our Fab C or Fat and Black Connection fans will be interested in joining.
So if you're interested, hit us up on our page. I'll put a post up after the show today and see who's interested, and we'll try and get that set up so that we can it'd be fun to have, you know, we can update the brackets, we can update who's in the lead and stuff like that. So it'll be fun. We'll make it fun.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time.
Yes, sir.
Do you have some random knowledge for us?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let me pull some up. I forgot to have that ready today.
Well, you know.
I have it because I have it. I was on the Olympic kick.
I know. Usually you have me to do this for you. So
I know I did the I know I did the sneezing one. Did I do the one about the eggs?
The eggs? I don't. That doesn't sound familiar to me.
Okay. So you can figure out the color of a chicken egg by looking at the color of the chicken's earlobes.
What?
Yeah. So it says yes. Even though they don't have outer ears, chickens do have earlobes. And they vary in color from white to much darker varieties. That's probably not that surprising, but the correlation between the earlobe color and the egg color certainly is. Chickens with white earlobes lay white eggs, while chickens with darker earlobes lay, you guessed it, brown eggs. And this doesn't just apply to most common egg varieties that you'll find in the supermarket. I can't say this name, but it's a chicken from someplace, are known for their pale blue eggs. And sure enough, those chickens have earlobes. Their earlobes are the same color hue. So
okay. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that is some random knowledge.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I feel like this is the setup for a joke, but how do you find Will Smith in the snow? You follow the Fresh Prince.
Oh, boy. Wow. Oh.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you for that.
You know, I just noticed that he has a top fan diamond, so he's been with us since day one.
I don't even know how those get given out.
So I found out, I did tap on it, and it's basically because he's with us on our live feeds, and then also he's interacted on a lot of our posts. So that's how he earned the top fan diamond.
Oh, well. Good for you.
Congratulations. What else?
That's got to make our dam pissed off.
Well, hey, get involved, bro. Get involved.
Yeah. Brian, we're talking to you.
Yes.
I know there was something else you wanted to talk about today, James. What was it? I don't remember.
Yeah, I'm actually going back to the text message. Oh, yeah. And so yesterday, Nevada schools are now back in session, which threw me off yesterday because I forgot all about it. And I was heading to work, and there's a street right around the corner called Cactus. And there's the high school that you take one of the rows back there and it leads out. And it was all sorts of backed up yesterday. And I was like, oh my God, I forgot all about this.
Yeah, so, yeah. I found out yesterday talking with a coworker that schools were back in session, and that kind of blew me away because it's August 9th yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we are not used to going back until like September. They've always started early out here. I remember when I was going to, the rib cook-off years prior, you know, we'd watch the news and they'd be talking about schools already in session. I was like, what? It's like, so.
Speaking of rib cook-off, I'll be going in just a few short weeks.
Yes,
VIP status.
Yeah, I know. Trust me, I'm jealous, man.
Yes. Jealous. For those of you that have never enjoyed the rib cook-off up here in Northern Nevada, it takes place Labor Day weekend every year. Best of the West rib cook-off. And they offer what they call VIP packages or tables, where You can buy a table for a set dollar amount, and you can have up to 10 people at that table. And
lunch
then,
or dinner. There's two times. So there's a lunch time and a dinner time.
Yes. And there is a price difference, obviously, if you choose lunch or dinner. There's a price difference based on which day you choose. Yeah. So there's a lot of things to factor in. We are doing Sunday night from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. And it's pretty much all of the different vendors provide their ribs for the VIP section. And it's kind of a rib buffet, and it's all you can eat, all you can drink. So I will be.
So wait, so there's beer and stuff in there too?
Oh yeah.
Oh, oh damn.
Yeah. So next year, I think we need to start planning this now to have the Fat and Black VIP table.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, we're putting it out there now for those of you that are listening or watching that may be interested. Let us know, because we'll start getting that Fat and Black VIP rib cook-off table set up for next Labor Day weekend.
Yes, sir.
I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Steven, you gotta stop putting these bad jokes in here, bro.
I can't take my dog to the pond anymore because the ducks keep attacking him.
Oh, man.
It's the last time I get a purebred dog.
Like, I gotta stop laughing at these things, because it just encourages him.
It does. It absolutely does.
So
speaking about other fun events, obviously this coming up this Saturday, I'm sorry, next Saturday.
A week
from Saturday, I will be hopping on an airplane and coming down
to Vegas, and
we will likely do some live broadcasting side by side
for the first time in a long time.
Well, for the first time since we started this show.
Yeah, actually, that's very true, too. Yeah, we did. I'm thinking about that. We weren't even a podcast at that point when we did the dual filming of the thunderstorm at
your
house.
Yes, that was many years ago.
Yeah, that was like 2-3 years ago.
Yeah. So,
yeah,
we will be live and together at the same place, same time, a week from Saturday in Vegas. If you're in the area and you want to get together, let us know. But yes, we will be heading to SummerSlam at the Allegiant Stadium.
Yep. So that's coming up, and I'm excited. I'm more excited to see you. Like the events, we'll see how that shapes up. But as of now, SummerSlam's kind of. But you know, going to a live event with you once again, it's been. Man, what was the last
WrestleMania?
I thought we did a Raw or something. Did we do a Raw or SmackDown?
I think I'm fairly certain the last event we went to was WrestleMania back in 2015.
Oh wow,
yeah. So it's been a while.
Yeah, dang, I didn't realize.
But you know, as we're getting this ball rolling of. Society coming back together, we definitely are going to be planning more events and coming together. You know, we've got this weekend. I will say, not to disappoint you, James, but I am more looking forward to eating at Gallagher Steakhouse than anything.
Well, that too, but because you've told me about that many times, so yeah, I'm looking forward to that as well. So
I have not had a Gallagher steak since. It's been over 10 years. So I am super excited.
And I've never had one, so.
Yes. And you live there. It boggles my mind that you have not gone yet.
Well, the thing is that, like, if it's pretty much anything on the Strip, now that, you know, I live here, I don't really go. I mean, I go down there, but, like, not all the time. Like, I'm there. I think the last time I went was, a few months ago? And like, it was only for a short time. Oh, actually, no, I remember the only reason I was down there was because I was working. I was filling coolers at a Walgreens over there.
I'm just saying, you have world renowned restaurants miles away from you, And you don't take advantage of that.
Oh, it's just because it's, I mean, I don't know. I can get food from places that aren't in a tourist trap, so I'm not paying as much. So
sure, you can get McDonald's anywhere in the world.
I'm not going to McDonald's. I haven't been to McDonald's in a minute.
I'm just saying, Wendy's mostly. When I have been telling you for the last 10, 15 years about Gallagher Steakhouse,
yeah,
and you have not gone, and you've lived there for over a year now.
I was waiting for you to come down.
Oh, okay. Well,
let's go with that.
Fair enough. I'm coming. So
yeah, so we'll go. Definitely. That'll be
but
that's on track.
But that's coming up next weekend. Coming up later this year in November is the Fat and Black Connection head to Disneyland.
So that'll be fun. That'll be a lot of fun. And so definitely get your tickets now. And start planning that. Come on down and join us. We'd love to have you down there too.
And some quick follow up to last week where we talked about the magic key. We didn't know what that was going to be. We didn't have any of that information during the episode.
Oh, that's right. We found that out after. Yeah.
Yeah. We found out just after the episode what the magic key is. And it's ultimately an annual pass. It's conceptually pretty much the same thing as it was before. You've got four levels. The Imagine Key is only available to Southern California residents, which is disappointing because it's a really good price point. If I lived in the area, I would absolutely take advantage of that. Now, I wonder if I got a P.O. box in one of those zip codes, if that would count. Because there might be value in paying for a zip code, because it's $3.99, that's not nothing. Or for $2.50 more, you can get the Enchant Key, which is pretty much, if you don't live in Southern California, it is your cheapest option at $6.49. There are some blackout dates, but for me, when I look at it, none of those times are times that I would be going. I don't like to go during peak summer. I don't like to go during the holiday weeks.
And most of the time I try and stay away on weekends. So
yeah, exactly. So to me, I think the Enchant Key is a great value, $6.49, as long as you're going to go at least 6 days. That's where it really breaks out. If you go 2-3 day trips or a couple of 2 day trips, or as long as you go at least 6 days, then it kind of pays for itself.
Right.
And you're getting 10% off select merchandise, 10% off select dining.
Right.
So, I'm thinking about upgrading, when we go down in November. Mm-hmm. But if I do that, that means I'm committing to going again, at least one more trip sometime in the next year. And so we'll have to see. Obviously, I got to get the wife on board.
Must get approval.
I don't got to get her to go. I just got to get her to get on board with letting me go.
Right.
And then there's two more levels. There's the Believe Key, which is $9.49. Has lesser blackout dates. It has 50% off parking. And you can have more reservations.
It's like the fact that 50% off parking, like what?
And to me, that doesn't matter because I always stay at a hotel that has free parking and that's close.
Right. But at the same time, I'm just saying, like, come on, bro.
Yeah. And then finally is the Dream Key at $1,400. No blackout dates. Free parking except for on blackout dates, which is I'm confused by. I assume that means that you can have free parking except for like peak summer and the holidays.
That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Listen, if you're paying $1,400 for anything, like I better have free parking all the time.
I was expecting for a $1,400 price point and for the Dream Key, I was expecting that to cover both the Disneyland Resort and Disney World,
which I think that's what the highest tier of the old annual pass used to be, right?
Yeah. So I'm not sure what what they're trying to get away with there, because anybody that's spending that much,
yeah,
you must really want to go during the summer. Otherwise, I can't understand.
I can't see pants. Yeah. Nope.
Now, I will say, okay, you get 20% off select merchandise and 15% off select dining, but that, to me, the value isn't there.
No, not at all.
So needless to say, Disneyland's coming up in November. We'd love to see some of you there. We definitely will be doing some live broadcasts from there. Yep. Hit us up on our page. Hit us up on our personal pages if you're interested. If you want to know where we're staying, we're happy to share some of that information. But I will be getting into town Sunday night on the 14th of November. We will be staying through Thursday morning, I believe the 18th.
Yes.
We'll hit up some stuff Thursday morning before heading out of town. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've already got our reservations. We're doing Disneyland on Monday, California Adventure on Tuesday, Disneyland on Wednesday, California Adventure on Thursday.
So definitely, if you have any questions, please hit us up on our page. We'd be more, like Mark said, we'd be more than happy to share that information with you. We'd love to have you come down. Let's see, what else we got going on? I think that's pretty much it for what we have.
Yeah, so I'll put together a fantasy football league. How many teams do you think we should do? Should we do a 10-team league?
I think we should definitely cap it at 10, but we need to make sure that we have enough people on board. So,
all right.
So definitely we'll put the post, we'll get that post up, and then, but yes, Steven, Brian, you guys definitely need to be in. Mark, you'll be in, I'll be in. So that's, we got, so if you guys do it, that's 4. So we just need to get, some more people on board. And like I said, I'll put the post up as soon as we're done today.
Awesome. Well, it's been real and it's been fun. But it sure as hell hasn't been real fun.
Yeah. Let's take a nap, people.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you real soon.
See you real soon.